Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Recently, the U.S. government has built 30 new laboratories to defend against biological attacks. They are staffed by researchers with special skills. These researchers get access to dangerous disease-producing agents, such as bacteria and viruses.So some people are concerned about possible misuse of these microorganisms. They claim that the U.S. needs a national licensing program for the biological researchers who handle them. In the U.S., pilots, physicians, and nurses, for instance, must receive specialized education and training and pass licensing examinations. The licenses ensure that these professionals meet a certain level of competence,and allow the government to keep records on these professionals. Pilots, for example, have to go to flight school and log a certain number of hours flying to qualify. They also must pass both practical and written tests. Medical doctors must attend a recognized medical school, pass 3 U.S. medical licensing examinations, and complete 1 year of training after graduation.Current proposals to license researchers could certainly be adapted from the models of licensing pilots and physicians. But some researchers feel that such licensing would discourage graduate students from pursuing research careers. They claim that it is already difficult to attract excellent students to work with some biological agents. Also, some scientists argue that there's no evidence that licensing would prevent problems.The public depends on biological researchers' competence and honesty just as much as they do with pilots, physicians, nurses, and other professionals. A licensing program could certainly tackle the issue of biosafety by requiring biological researchers to meet specific levels of competence before working in a laboratory. But whether or not it could really ensure the safe use of dangerous biological agents is another matter.
Question number one.
What has the U.S. government built recently, and why?
Question number two.
4 occupations are mentioned in the article. What are they?
Question number three.
How many examinations must physicians pass in the U.S.?